This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Grammy noms were announced and Lizzo is the most nominated artist with 8, including nods in all of the big 4 categories. Record of the Year, Truth Hurts. Album of the Year, 'Cause I Love You. Song of the Year, Truth Hurts. And Best New Artist. Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X each have 6. Ariana Grande and her each got 5. The Grammy Awards will air on January 26th. Julia Roberts was once suggested to play abolitionist hero Harriet Tubman. Gregory Allen Howard, who started working on the film in 1994, said, quote, "The studio head said the script is fantastic. Let's get Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman. It was so long ago. No one's going to know the difference," unquote. Except that Roberts is white and Tubman was black. Idiot. Meanwhile, it was Julia Roberts who handed Billie Eilish the prestigious ASCAP Vanguard Award in L.A. The 17-year-old pop star wore a khaki-colored vest and coordinated chinos printed with large photos of 3 Powerpuff Girls. Add an oversized white button-up shirt, a Gucci messenger bag, white sunglasses, and lots of diamond necklaces, bracelets, and rings. Imagine that. Idris Elba is okay, despite not being crowned sexiest man alive again. The torch for People's Sexiest Man Alive has been passed from Elba to John Legend, but the actor says his title stands. He said, quote, "You have to understand, it says the sexiest man alive. As long as I'm alive, I'm still the sexiest, right?" Unquote. Yep, Elba is still a bigger legend than John. The Real Housewives of Orange County star Kim Kolchak Bierman revealed she and her husband Croy Bierman aren't sure they're done making babies, despite having 6 kids. She said, quote, "We're on the fence. I'm 41. I know the clock. It's ticking along. You'll see in about 6 months or so if I do decide. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it." Unquote. Yeah, you're going to have to do it to do it. Black Eyed Peas singer will.i.am is slamming an Australian flight attendant for being racist towards him in an onboard altercation that ended with cops meeting him at the terminal. The star was on a Qantas flight from Brisbane to Sydney, claiming he was a victim of racially motivated abuse when he was being nothing but polite to the crew during the ordeal. Qantas responded, stating, "Crikey!" Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott turned high-end department store Barney's into a set for their own personal photo shoot. The pair were spotted in New York's Madison Avenue shop, along with an assistant art directing Spelling, who was holding thousands in $100 bills and had the entire show floor at a standstill. The couple owed $282,000 in back taxes. Idiots! Jennifer Lopez didn't have to do any hustling to get a big paycheck for her starring role in Hustlers because she apparently wasn't paid at all. Not up front, that is. "I didn't get paid a whole bunch of money for Hustlers," the singer, 50, said. "I did it for free and produced it. Like Jenny from the Block, I do what I love." Yeah, right. You get paid more money that way on the back end. Starting in January, Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time will bring Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, and James Holzhauer together to face off in a true battle of Jeopardy! Champions. Basically, they'll compete in a series of matches, and the first one to win 3 will win $1 million and the title of Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time. Hopefully, Alex Trebek won't be in Final Jeopardy! Sorry. Dwayne The Rock Johnson sang the Moana song in a video he sent to a 3-year-old boy with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. "This message is for a little boy out there. He's 3 years old, and he's one of the coolest little boys around, and he's certainly one of the strongest because he's a fighter," Johnson says in the video. His parents were overjoyed, and we're hoping his progress will be rock steady. Not sorry. Kevin Hart has constantly been in the headlines this past year, and now he's announced a new Netflix docu-series about his life. First, the popular comedian was enlisted to host the Oscars, but ultimately dropped out after his past homophobic tweets were unearthed. Then in September, Hart was injured in a bizarre car accident. Now here comes the six-part docu-series. Gee, thanks. Sterling K. Brown can't quite comprehend the awards attention he's receiving for his work in the A24 drama Waves. He said, quote, "If the Academy sees fit to put me in a category with people who I absolutely adore, I will pee all over myself. I will lose control of all bowels, and it may get even worse than that." Unquote. Waves is excellent. Waves of excrement? Not so much. Eddie Van Halen has been released from the hospital after suffering intestinal issues and abdominal pain. Sources say that Eddie had a bad reaction to drugs he's been taking to battle throat cancer. He believes he developed the cancer from a metal guitar pick that he used more than 20 years ago that he kept in his mouth. And the heavy cigarette habit he has. Bill Murray will play a recurring role opposite Dave Franco in The Now, a comedy series which hails from Green Book director Peter Farrelly. The short-form series will debut on the new platform Quibi, which will launch in April. The Now joins other short-form series, including Steven Spielberg's horror series After Dark. Perfect for short attention spans. What were we talking about? The Trash Bin. After being sentenced to 8 years in prison, Ashley Judd's daughter, Kelly, 23, was granted parole and was released from the West Tennessee State Penitentiary 6 years earlier than scheduled. She had violated probation after she left a court-ordered drug recovery program before she was scheduled to finish. She behaved herself in jail, though, and didn't get into any fights with crazy eyes. Congrats!
The news wrap-up.
Alibaba has priced its shares at around 176 Hong Kong dollars for the world's biggest listing so far this year. The DC Attorney General has sued DoorDash, claiming it misled customers and pocketed workers' tips. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi says it will launch a robo-taxi service in Shanghai very soon. Disney Plus has vowed to fix The Simpsons after a fan outcry over edited jokes.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Frozen 2 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Courage by Celine Dion enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yep, it's another week of King of the Paid Apps, Minecraft.
The number one book.
Twisted 26 by Janet Ivanovich is the number one fiction book.
Maryland-born Arizona Zervas has been on the road for most of 2019. His debut single, Don't Hit My Line, was released in 2016, and since then, he's released more than 30 singles, with nearly every song totaling 1 million streams on Spotify. But the song that changed his life and catapulted him into fame is Roxanne. It quickly became a viral hit on the app TikTok and reached number one on Spotify's U.S. Top 50 chart on November 8th. Arizona recently signed with Columbia Records and has gone from having just over 500,000 monthly Spotify listeners to nearly 15 million. Here's Arizona Zervas with the song of the week, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Roxanne, Roxanne, never gonna love me, but it's alright. She think I'm a player. She keep running back though, only cause I pay her. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Met her at a party in the hills, yeah. She just wanna do it for the thrill, yeah. Shorty drive a poodle with no top. But if I throw this money, she gon' drop. Ay. She don't wait in lines if it's too long. She don't drive the whip unless the roof fall. Only wanna call when the cash out. Only take the pick when it's out. She from Malibu, Malibu. If you ain't got a foreign, then she laugh at you. Malibu, Malibu. Spending daddy's money with an attitude. Roxanne, Roxanne. All she wanna do is party all night. Roxanne, Roxanne.
That was Arizona's Zervas with the song of the week, Roxanne. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.